I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.
Listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. We're John and Gordy. We do a morning show at WMDX in Madison, the capital city of Wisconsin. We're filling in today. Maggie will be back again tomorrow.
Right. Good to be here.
She had to get some groceries this afternoon. I guess
groceries.
There was a sale, and she didn't want to miss it. So.
An ill-timed grocery run.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
You know, when we got the call to come in.
Yeah.
And I'm driving in, and I'm sweating. I'm thinking, I got full heat on, max heat on driving in. It is so warm today. It's ridiculous.
It is. It's in the 50s. Yeah. We're not used to it being this warm in the studio either. I mean, you know.
I think it's a good idea. Let's strip down.
We're going to do a topless today?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, people will be watching on Facebook. And they can tune in. Yeah, it's considerably warmer here. Well, of course, Todd heats everything up.
Yeah,
I know. When he's in here.
He
was talking some smack before we came in here.
He
wanted to bust into the studio and, you know, tell him what for, but the door was locked.
So. Was that?
That's fine.
I thought we were going to come in, and I thought maybe you changed our mind for us, but that's fine.
No, but anyway, Maggie will be back tomorrow. If you want to chime in, we've got our Civic Media phone number here, 855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us. Mark is already on the phone. Look at this, right out of the gate.
Mark is giving us a call.
Seems like we just talked to him a few hours ago.
Yeah, it seems like that, yeah.
When we were on early this morning. Good morning, Mark, or good afternoon, I guess I should say.
That's right.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good afternoon.
All right.
Doing okay. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm pretty steamed right now. But I see Ron Johnson has embarrassed himself and the state of Wisconsin because he's blaming the Biden administration for... You know, after talking to Maria Bartiromo, he's already blaming the Biden administration for the tragic aircraft collision.
Yeah, really? What is he pushing? What is he saying so far?
He is just blaming the Biden administration. He doesn't know. Apparently he talked to some expert that said, well, you know, FAA has been broken for years and years, and it's all the Biden administration's fault, pushing the Trump line. The man is just an embarrassment. I mean, I called his office already. I'm struggling to remain FCC compliant here because I'm just so... The man is just such an embarrassment to the people of the state of Wisconsin. I mean, it's just tragic. Here they're politicizing this tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what exactly happened. It is just he's just an embarrassment. I mean, the man should just go to Florida and stay there. You know, Wisconsin doesn't need that stench landing anymore.
Well, you know, for one thing, the FAA commissioner quit, right? As Trump became president, Inauguration Day, and then Trump came in and they fired 100 FAA officials, they need air traffic controllers desperately there. They haven't done anything. They put government on hold, and they're complaining and blaming DEI and the Biden administration. Amazing, amazing stuff. And so far, the mega contingent out there believes everything they say. Everything.
Of course.
I'm from Milwaukee. I grew up there for 30 years, my first 30 years. And I have a friend there, my mega friend in Milwaukee. And he's called me at least 3 times today. He called me last night. And there is not one hint of rage in his voice about what the Trump administration is doing so far. The failures, perhaps, how they have, you know, hurt a lot of people holding up Medicaid. It was them that did it. it wasn't an accident. The site didn't suddenly go down when they froze all funding. Gee, what a coincidence that happens to be. But they expect us to believe it. The other half of this country.
Right.
The MAGAs may believe it, but we certainly aren't accepting that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Mark, thank you for that call.
Yeah.
just getting going
thanks,
here.
Thanks for letting me get this off my chest.
You're good now? You all warmed up and ready to go?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready for a beer.
We got another call here. Karina is on the line. You can call us again, 855-75-CIVIC. Karina, go ahead with your question or comment.
Oh, it's actually Cindy.
Okay, Cindy.
Oh, Cindy, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. We got.
That's all right.
That's fine.
I just want to say that, you know, Pinocchio is spewing the same thing that Johnson is, that, you know, DEI is what's killing people and, you know, on and on. But we better get used to it, because for the next 4 years, Pinocchio is going to blame Obama, Biden, DEI, and immigrants. That's all we're going to hear for the next 4 years, is it's their fault, it's their fault, it's their fault.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Get used to it, right?
We're going to have to, because they can't come up with anything else.
We can't get used to it. We always have to call this stuff out.
We really
have to say something. I've got the story right here where he's blaming DEI. This is an amazing thing. He said Trump lashed out at a longstanding Federal Aviation Administration policy prioritizing diversity in hiring staff. Wow, that's what a horrible thing to do. And this is a quote. They put a big push to put diversity into the FAA's program. Brilliant people have to be in those positions, and those lives are actually shortened, very substantially shortened, because of the stress where you have many, many planes coming into one target.
That's what President Trump said before the press this afternoon, a couple hours ago.
I mean, talk about, I guess, describing it in the most simpleton way. And then he said, many planes coming into one target, and you need a very special talent and a very special genius to be able to do it. I hope they pay these geniuses a lot more. Let's go to Mary's.
Yes, Mary from Mount Horeb is on with John and Gordy, in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon. Mary, go ahead. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon. A couple things. I was a little disheartened during Todd Albo's show, the ABC news reporter at the half hour, how they sanewashed what Trump did. And I'm sure it'll play. It's the recording, it's the every half hour thing. So if people keep an ear for that. But I just wanted to say, especially after this, I just happened to turn on the news within the hour, friends in the podcast in the morning, and I turned you guys on. Of all this, and it just took me down. And I am hearing chatter through different sources online that someone is trying to organize a 50-state protest. And I don't know how accurate this is, but I'm just putting this out there. If anybody else has any more information, to call in for next Wednesday, February 5th. Like, and it's supposed to be everyone show up at their state capitals. So it's a 50-state. Attack versus, so that we show up in numbers kind of thing. And I've tried to contact the organizer. I haven't heard back from them. I called Mark Cohen's office. I just gave them the information.
Yeah.
I don't know how legit this is, but if it is legit, I just wanted to get the word out.
All right.
Because that gave me hope. I've been down for 2 weeks now. I don't know why, but
we'll try to help you out on this. Yeah. Well, keep us updated on that if you can. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good job, guys. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Should mention a little bit later on, about 20 minutes, we'll have Dan Schaefer on, Civic Media's political consultant, or political editor, I should say, recombobulation area.
Yeah.
And also in our next hour, we'll have Nick Ramos on.
From the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Yeah, he's going to talk about Black History Month going away.
I'm sure that he'll be in a rage over this. It'll be interesting to hear him.
Right.
So let's go to John. Is John on the line yet?
We lost John.
Oh, we did.
Right. John, you can call back now if you want.
Big reflection off the screen. I really can't see that part of the the monitor up there.
Would you like some help
with
that?
Could you change that for me?
Yeah, sure. Let me just take care of that when I get some time.
Yeah, sure you will. Don't give me that John and Gordy signal.
Okay. You don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
All right. Well, let's get to some of the reactions here. Okay. Today, I was preparing this for tomorrow morning. India today, do you have this cut already, 167?
Okay.
Not yet?
Let us get it.
Okay, anyway, India Today. I saw a broadcast, a little clip of a broadcast from them. They seem to have like latched on to the real reason why we should be questioning why this accident, this airplane helicopter accident happened in the first place.
Okay.
We have it all set and ready to go? Not yet.
Give me like 2 seconds.
He's right. He's fast.
He's all over it.
He does it. And this is, I think, what the press should have been saying. I think somebody asked Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy this question, but he was walking away, and he didn't answer it. But anyway, the anchor on this broadcast mentioned this. Let's listen to it.
It's now being linked to the fact that Donald Trump had frozen the hiring of critical air traffic controllers days before the incident. Donald Trump also has since reacted, asking questions on why this could have not been averted.
Yes. Mm. Okay. Well, you know, getting rid of the commission the commissioner, and then, of course, firing all these people may have had something to do with it, right? I mean,
possibly.
It lowers morale. We don't have the people that we need. Mm. And think of this. It might have taken a long time for these guys to even come up with a new commissioner. There is an acting one right now. But what about the air traffic controllers? They're short air traffic controllers.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very stressful job. I get that. It shortens their lives, as Trump had said. My God, we're dealing with a child.
I happen to know an air traffic controller that works in the Air Force.
Oh,
he's,
you do?
He's been doing this for a number of years, maybe 15 years or so.
He looks 100, right?
Well, he can get very stressful, but you know, they go through unbelievable training and updates, and you know, I mean, it's not an easy job to get in the first place.
Right.
And there is a shortage,
and
it is very stressful at times. And, of course, Reagan National Airport, one of the busiest airports, especially that runway 1. I think they were coming in on a different runway. But regardless, it's a super busy airport.
Well, this is a very racist attitude to take that Trump has in regards to all of this, because he thinks that maybe other people of race and color somehow can't handle jobs like this.
This is the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy filling in this afternoon. We will be back with you in just a moment. Give us a call, 855-75-CIVIC.